really excited to be able to welcome Anna Silvera, British, well, you are a singer, songwriter. Hello, Anna, are you there?
Hi, Susie, I'm here.
Oh, good. There was a little natural break there. I thought I hadn't connected. And I am a little bit early. I did say 11:30, but I'm so glad you're on it and you were by that phone. Good morning, and very lovely to be able to talk to you.
Likewise, Susie. I was, waiting for the call and idly watching a video of a goat that had climbed a palm tree. That's what I was doing.
Excellent. Oh, okay. Brilliant.
Yeah, now, my time well.
Now, you have, you've been told that your voice tugs at your heart, and you've had some amazing reviews, have you not, Anna, about your performances. But the point of this is at the moment that you are doing a concert, or you're performing at the Cambridge Junction on Saturday. And you have got a new album called Oracles. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, firstly, I'm really happy to be coming to Cambridge because I did live in Cambridge for a couple of years in my youth. I did my A-levels there. So it's going to be really great to be back. And I love the Junction as well. My album that's just come out has been released on a label called Gearbox Records. And it's a song cycle, so it's 7 interlinked songs. It was originally commissioned by the Roundhouse in London, and then it's sort of gone through various permutations, the album itself was launched at the South Bank Centre in July of this year. So now I'm doing a sort of little mini UK tour to share the music with people.
Oh, it sounds fantastic what you've been doing. Your reviews, people, how they describe your voice is haunting and poetic. And you were brought up and you were raised in London, Anne, and brought up, and you had a love of folk music. Would you describe your folk music as continuing, or do you think that you're moving away from it, or you're bringing in another concept to this?
That's a really good question. I think I'm kind of going a bit full circle because, actually I started out singing in choirs as a kid, and then I ended up singing at the Royal Opera House and the English National Opera when I was a teenager. So that was like full-on classical world. But always had this love of folk and also the classic 60s, 70s songwriters like Lenny Cohen and Joni Mitchell and Carole King. I sort of naturally stepped into a bit more of a sort of singer-songwriter world, but then always with this classical influence. So Oracles itself is a choral song cycle. So you've got a choir singing in the background, but I think the songs are basically like singer-songwriter folk songs. And with this tour, I'm doing it as a stripped-down version, so it's just going to be duo performances. At the Junction, it's going to be me and a wonderful multi-instrumentalist called Josephine Stevenson, who will also be singing harmony vocals.
Anna, performing, and I often try and think about asking these questions, and I always forget to ask performers this, but do you find that the more you perform, the less nervous you get, or do you find sometimes it you just get nervous? It's a good feeling to be nervous.
Let me think about that. I mean, I think it really depends on the concert. It really depends. You know, the weirdest thing is, I think the hardest gigs for me are the ones where the lights are up and it's a small room and you can see everyone's faces and they're standing like a foot away from you. Whereas I think some other musicians would find that like total comfort zone and sort of feel really relaxed in that environment. I love that, you know, when there's a kind of, the audience feels comfortable in the dark and they can just sort of vibe a bit like the Junction's going to be.
Yes.
And then, you know, we can both sort of get lost in our own experiences of the music. Having said that, I've had some wonderful, like, small room gigs. It's just, it happens to be the ones that make me a little bit more nervous. But, you know, it always ends up in a sing-song and it's always fun.
I think audiences quite like that sort of human thing about the connection, that sometimes you do get nervous. And it is a good thing as well. I always remember remember Madonna always saying that she looks at the audience and they're just lovely lights in front of her. And that's how she... Yeah, I think that's quite nice. It's a really lovely way of connecting with the audience because... but anyway, I read recently that you, on Twitter, you said you have strong beliefs. Well, you said you have strong... I got the impression that you have strong beliefs of standards of beauty and are generally imposed on us by society. So how would you describe your own identity? Do you like to be called beautiful or do you... I mean, you are beautiful, but that's me. But do you cringe? Do you think, no, it's about the music?
Oh, well, you know what? That was a quote from a wonderful musician called Gaylin, and he was writing about her experience of being a disabled woman in the world, and that often beauty and sexuality are things that aren't associated with disability. And she was talking about when she sort of cast off that sense of needing to conform to society standards, it gave her a great sense of freedom in all areas of her life. So I feel like that's something to aspire to for sure, and I really admire people who are able to do that. And I'm not above a compliment, like, don't get me wrong. But I just thought it was a beautiful thing that she expressed.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I was searching down the rabbit hole of lots of things on Twitter and I came across that and I thought, yeah, good point. Absolutely good point. So now in 2013, Anna, I love this. You were invited to collaborate with the Royal Ballet to co-create and compose and form a whole full-length work entitled Cassandra. And it was premiered at the Limbury Theatre and the Royal Opera House. It's one of my favourite places. Yeah. How was that?
It was pretty amazing. I mean, for me, I'd never worked with ballet dancers before. So just that experience of having a glimpse into this world that I just knew very little about was fascinating. And obviously, like, working at the Royal Opera House, I mean, you know, I performed there as a teenager, but that was a while ago, and that was in the sort of chorus, as kids' chorus. So this was a whole different experience being the creator of the show.
Yeah.
It was very much a collaboration between me and the choreographer Ludo Ondaviella and Kate Church, who's a filmmaker. So it was a multimedia experience. But yeah, it was completely fascinating.
And it says here that you started to write and record on your guitar whilst living in the hills of Ibiza and then later did some stint in Berlin. Do you find writing songs, you have to be in a special place to write the songs for you personally, or is it now that you're okay to write anywhere? Or do you have to have a certain surroundings to get enthused?
I think some kind of solitude is really important, and I do find being sort of outside of the city buzz easier to write for me. So I spend quite a bit of time these days in Copenhagen, and even though Copenhagen is a city, it's so mellow compared to London. It's by the sea, there's lots of lakes, it's very close to the countryside. So I find that kind of natural environment really helpful to write. But having said that, you know, I also write in the studio, I write in London, it's just when the inspiration strikes.
Exactly. And who has been inspiring you along the way? I guess your mum obviously has brought you up to be love of folk music, but have anybody else, any other songwriter or musicians have inspired you along the way that's really changed your view on things?
Yeah, I mean, I think actually the sort of people that maybe I would call my sort of peer group in London and England, there's some fantastic singers at the moment, Olivia Cheney, Lauren Kinsella, Lisa Knapp. These are all singers that everyone should check out, and people that I'm happy to say that I'm either acquaintances or friends with. And I think, yeah, just being surrounded by a really creative, and Josephine, who I'm collaborating with, she's a fantastically talented composer. So for me, it's just like sort of looking around me and acknowledging the talent that I can and see around me. And that's super inspiring.
Oh, that's so well said. So tell us about this Saturday. What are you going to bring to Cambridge on Saturday?
So, for a start, I'm going to bring a cartload of equipment. I'll be with a Nord keyboard and a ukulele and a guitar and an electric guitar. So, yeah, I'm going to be singing about 14 songs. The first half is going to be songs of original, quite new material of my sort of usual set. And then the second half will also be songs from Oracles itself, which is the latest release. So that's going to be four, in this case, four interlinked songs from that song cycle.
Lovely. And I love your videos that you've brought out with the Oracles. And I love all the pictures. I think they're beautiful. I love the whole images.
Well, I can't take credit for that. That is a lady called Alice Williamson, who is super talented. She's actually a professional ballet dancer herself.
Wow.
Turned photographer and artist. And yes, people should track her down as well.
Oh, Anna, it's been a pleasure to talk to you today. I hope you have loads of fun on your tour and a great time on Saturday here in Cambridge. And thank you very much for waiting on the phone for us.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you so much, Susie.
Thank you, Anna.